to lesson 4 in the Dream Blazing program. This is Lisa Robin Young, and we're talking about family today. And I want to begin with an interesting story. My son and I decided we were going to do a little magic experiment. And we took 10 bean seeds, green beans, and we took a Pyrex dish, and we put some dirt from the yard in it. And we cut a little channel with our hand, kind of separated the two piles of dirt, and we watered the channel in the middle so that the water flowed evenly to both sides of the tray, okay? And we put 5 seeds in each side of the Pyrex dish. So there's 5 here and 5 here. And we picked the 5 jankiest, rattiest looking seeds out of the pack to put on the right. And we picked the most pristine seeds possible for the left. Like, if there was a scratch on it, we didn't use it. They had to be like perfectly perfect, okay? And we put them on the left. And every day, my son and I made the commitment. We'd look at these bean plants and we would say, come on, you can grow. And we would direct our energy toward encouraging the right side beans to go stronger, taller, and faster than the beans on the left. Now, I encourage you to try this experiment at home just for your own edification because it was so fascinating. I left for a few days and told my son, you got to keep sending the energy. I'm going to send the energy. You got to keep sending the energy. And when I came home about a week later from the time we started the experiment, the beans on the left were about this high and they were healthy looking, sturdy looking little beans. And the beans on the right were 2 to 3 times as tall and looked great. They didn't look deformed. They had their second leaves starting to come out. It was amazing to see the difference between the left and the right beans. Now the soil was the same. The sunlight was the same. They were in the same pot. They were getting the same amount of water. The only difference was the energy that we were sending to encourage these plants to grow. When it comes to your family, where are your beans planted? When we're kids, we don't get to choose our family. Our family is what it is, what it is. We get whatever we're given, and we have to deal with that. And we have to bloom where we're planted. We have to do our best. But here's the thing. If you're growing up in an environment where there's very little encouragement, there's very little reinforcement of your awesomeness, you'll grow. But your growth will be significantly stunted compared to an environment where you're given love and attention and energy and encouragement and people see your potential and they want to help you succeed. I grew up in an environment in the inner city where we didn't have a lot of money, we didn't have a lot of hope, we didn't have a lot of much of anything. And I was able to grow, but it was difficult and it was painful and it was arduous and it was a push and a struggle. And for years, I trained my brain to expect that if I wanted to succeed, it had to be a struggle because of my reality. And my reality was the people in my life worked really hard to get the little bit that they had. And so I believed I had to work really hard to get the little bit that I had until I found myself in relationships with new people and new ideas that said, I don't have to struggle to be successful. There can be peace and ease and joy and grace in my success journey. What? What a novel concept. I started to choose a new family. Not because I didn't love the family that I grew up with, but because this was the family that really raised the bar for me. This was the family that saw my potential. This was the family who understood me. This was the family that loved me for me and held me up to a higher standard in love and said, we know what you're capable of. Now, some of those people were actually my blood relatives, and some of them were not. Some of my family said, I don't understand what you're trying to do. Why can't you just be happy with what you have? Why can't you just go get a job? And they didn't understand me, and they didn't want to understand me. They had their paradigm of how the world needed to be, and anything that didn't fit that paradigm, they didn't want to have a part of. So slowly over time, I distanced myself from people who I love very dearly, but also hurt me. And I didn't want to be hurt anymore. And I knew it was up to me to make the decision to make the shift. And over time, I met new people and connected with new ideas and people who were over there nourishing me and sending me positive energy and loving on me and telling me I was awesome and giving me the confidence to go out in the world and do the things that really mattered to me so that I could make a difference the way I knew I could, even if my real family, my blood family, didn't get it. You're a grown-up now. You don't have to be chained to the family that you've always had. You get to choose what you're going to have as a family.